This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip, let go of the I if you are to witness the secrets of ubudiyyah, the servitude of Allah, in the words of Imam Khomeini. Now, dear listeners, we have a very interesting tip on the program today, and that is that we should let go of the I if you are to witness the secrets of ubudiyyah. Now, when I'm talking about I, it doesn't mean the two eyes on your head. When we say let go of the I, it means me, myself, I. So in order to witness the secrets of ubudiyyah and in order to really feel the pleasures and satisfaction of the servitude of Allah, then we're going to have to detach ourselves from this I, this me, this myself, this mine, this I. So we find that Imam Khomeini, the esteemed, the great, he quotes a passage from Munajat-e Shabaniya, a very famous and beautiful munajat, this supplication, this litany, if you will. It is called Munajat-e Shabaniya because it is recited in the holy month of Sha'ban. In this passage, Imam Khomeini quotes saying, O Allah, grant me to be exclusively dedicated to you. Light the eyes of our hearts with the light of looking at you until the eyes of the hearts penetrate through the partitions of light so as to reach the origin of greatness and our souls become hanging on to the glory of your sanctity. So, dear friends, if we are to look at the glory of Allah, if we are to feel the presence of Allah, if we want to penetrate the partitions of light and reach the origin of greatness, we will have to be exclusively dedicated to Allah. And of course, if we are to be exclusively dedicated to Allah, then we cannot be exclusively dedicated to the I, to ourselves.
ربح العطشان بنينوى ربح العطشان بنينوى يا جدا يا جدا قتل الحسين بكربلا ربح العطشان بنينوى قتل الحسين بكربلا ربح العطشان بنينوى يا جدا يا جدا.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Just holding these wonderful majalis and the remembrance of Aba Abdullah, Yes, being able to come, being able to find a vehicle or a means to attend, having safety and security, yes, is in itself, what a great blessing. There are people across the world that do not have this ability, are not able to go to majalis, are not able to spiritually charge themselves. In these days of mourning, in Muharram, the ability to live peacefully, the ability to have wealth, the health, any of the bounties of the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which the Quran says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. When you and I sit and we wonder and we ponder, Ya Allah, you have given us so much. And how do we return this favor? How have we come across? Yes? Look at the Imams. What do they say? فَلَمْ أَرَ مَوْلًا كَرِيمًا أَصْبَرَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدٍ لَئِيمٍ مِنْكَ عَلَيَّ يَا رَبِّ. This is where dua al-iftitah. Imam says, Ya Allah, I have never seen a Lord who is so merciful and so patient and so kind and magnanimous to a servant who is so stingy and miserly like us. إِنَّكَ تَدْعُونِي فَأُوَلِّي عَنْكَ. You call me and I turn away from you. وَتَتَحَبَّبُ إِلَيَّ فَأَتَبَخَّضُ إِلَيْكَ. You shower me with your love and I reciprocated with dislike, and God forbid sometimes hatred. كَأَنَّ لِيَ التَّطَوَّلَ عَلَيْكَ. Yes, you look at our third Imam, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Aba Abdullah, in Dua al-Araf, a mesmerizing dua, yes? When you recite it on the day of Arafah and outside the day of Arafah, you look at Dua Abu Hamza al-Thimali of our fourth Imam, the Imam alayhum as-salam, they stand before their Lord in complete humility and tawadhu, and they say, Ya Allah, you're the one who clothed me. You're the one who gave me food when I'm hungry and quenched my thirst and gave me security and gave me parents and gave me health. You're the one who would continuously look after me. You're the one who would protect me. Yes, but look at me. And that realization is of the greatest importance, because we are told in narrations that once an individual was an abid, worshipped Allah for over 40 years. But he was told in a dream that none of your ibadah is accepted by Allah, because perhaps it was infused with ostentation, with showing off. And he sat with himself in a moment of introspection, in a moment of reflection, in a moment of digging deep and thinking, where am I? Where am I when it comes to my relationship with my Lord? And he said, what has happened to me? What am I doing wrong? And then he saw later in his dream a communication that that moment of self-accountability, self-criticism is much better in the eyes of Allah than all these years of worship. The idea is therefore that in order for us to shed the tears, we have to look at our own weakness and look at the greatness of the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's number one. Number two, the remembrance of the sins, no doubt. That indeed, how many of us can stand here and say that I am safe? How many of us can stand here and say that my sins have been forgiven? When you and I speak about our sins and what we have committed in the past, it develops in us a sense of what shedding the tears. We feel guilt and remorse. That we would like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. And when we speak from the heart, that definitely helps. That definitely enhances.
Karbala. As I step onto your sand, you capture my eyes. Karbala, I see heaven has been placed here beneath your skies.
Welcome back, dear listeners. In continuation to what we were talking about, which of course was this letting go of the me, letting go of the I, the myself, the individualism, the self-centric personality and self-centric view. Of course, we were talking about how we should be exclusively dedicated to Allah. And of course, in order to be exclusively dedicated to Allah, we cannot be exclusively dedicated to ourselves. Now, we're talking about not being exclusively dedicated to ourselves. This doesn't mean that we don't go to work or we don't eat or we don't drink or, you know, we don't buy clothes when our current clothes are ripped, for example, or, you know, we don't buy shoes when our shoes are broken and the sole of the shoe is coming off. No, this is not what is meant by not dedicating ourselves to ourselves. No, we must go to work. We must earn money in order to pay for our expenses, pay for our bills. We should look clean. We should look neat. We should look tidy. But we should remember that these basic desires, which must be fulfilled, there's a certain point where they go from basic desires to luxurious desires, or they turn into unattainable desires, or they turn into the ultimate purpose of our existence. For example, the ultimate purpose of our existence is to buy a Ferrari or a Lamborghini or some other kind of very expensive car. Here, this is the dedication to ourselves which is prohibited, right? And if we are dedicated to this, we are dedicated to this kind of I, then we will never be able to be dedicated to Allah. Interestingly, in the book Sirra Salat, The Secrets to Prayer, again by Imam Khomeini, we find a passage where he writes, "Now then, I, the bewildered in the valley of perplexity and ignorance, and tied to the wishes of I-ness and egoism, indulged in the intoxicating selfness and egotism, knowing nothing of the spiritual stations and the kingdom of existence." Allahu Akbar. Is there a better definition of I-ness? It is the I that leads us. It is this me, this egotism, this self-centeredness, this focus only upon the desires of one's self that leads you into the valley of ignorance and confusion and perplexity. And in this valley, it leaves you bewildered.
As-salamu alayka ya asir al-qurba. السلام عليك يا باب نجاة الأمة
Thank you very much, dear friends, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, Fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
أسير الكربايات ويا قتيل العبرايات أترجو أمتي قتلت حسينا شفاعة جده يوم الحساب السلام على الخد التريق. السلام